Should we bow our head just for a further word of prayer?
我们再一次低头祷告。
Lord, we thank you that you are with us.
主，我们感谢你，你与我们同在。
If you are with us and for us, who can be against us?
你与我们同在，你为着我们，有谁还能抵挡我们？
Lord, we thank you. We are completely in your hand.
我们完全在你的手中。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
There's no better place to be than to be in your hand.
在你的手中就没有在任何的地方有更好的。
And now tonight we ask you to do your own work.
晚上愿意你亲自做你自己的工。
Speak your words to our hearts.
向着我们的心说你的话。
We cry out to you.
我们向你呼求。
Be merciful to us.
向我们施怜悯。
Bless us in spite of what we are.
越过我们的所事，向我们施恩典。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们把一切的赞美荣耀归给我们的主。
We thank you. We praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
For loving us.
因为你爱我们。
And for being so faithful to us.
也因着你向我们是信实的。
And we give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们把一切赞美荣耀归给你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
阿门，
阿门。
Time goes so fast.
时间实在过得很快。
And tomorrow afternoon, we all going to be all heading our own way.
明天下午我们就要都回去了。
But I want to thank the Lord for this privilege to be with you, brothers and sisters, for this just few days.
我实在为着在这几天能够跟弟兄姊妹在一起，我非常感谢主。
Even just few days, I believe we have a touch of heaven.
虽然就这么几天，但我们摸到天堂。
And indeed, the Lord has blessed us richly.
也实在主丰富的祝福了我们。
His presence is so real, so living.
他的同在是这样的真实，这样的活在我们的中间。
And so we can just bow and worship and thank Him for His great faithfulness to His people.
也因着他向他的子民的信实，我们只有低头敬拜赞美他。
Now this evening, I'd like to open our time with a verse from the prophet, from Prophet Jeremiah.
晚上我愿意先知耶利米书的话，我们先来读一下。
So would you turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 9?
我们打开耶利米书第九章。
Jeremiah chapter 9.
耶利米书第九章
We'll read verse 23.
我们来读二十三节
And verse 24.
跟二十四节
Okay. Verse 23. Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdomLet not the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
二十三节开始，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。
I think we should read this passage one more time.
我们把这一段的圣经再读一遍。
Thus says the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, let not the mighty man glory in his might, nor let the rich man glory in his riches.But let him who glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me.
耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华。
Now, from this verse,
从这一节的圣经的里面
we find the key to our Christian life or Christian living.
就我们就找到我们基督徒的生活的那个关键。
The key is to understand him and know him.
那一个关键就是要认识他。
Understand him and know him.
知道他，认识他。
Now we heard this saying many times.
我们都听过这样的讲法。
And Brother Sparks, he emphasized this again and again.
史百克弟兄就一而再、再而三地强调这一点。
He said, all our problem as God's people is because we do not have an adequate knowledge of who God is.
他说到我们作为神的子民，我们一切的难处都是我们不够认识神。
And that's why the Lord Jesus in the gospel, the calling is, come to me, come to me, come to me.
所以在福音书的里面，主的呼召都是来我这里，来到我这里。
Come to me because I'm the way, I'm the redeemer.
因为来到我这里，我就是那个道路，我就是那一位救赎者。
Come to me, then you can learn of me because I'm your teacher.
你来到我这里来向我学习，因为我是你们的师父。
You come, you follow me because I know the way. I'm your master.
因为你来跟随我，因为我是你们的主人，我知道那道路。
Come to me and abide in me because I'm your very life.
因为来到我这里与我同住，因为我就是生命。
Because without me, there's nothing. Without me, you can do nothing.
没有我就一切都不存在，也除了我，你们也不能够活。
Now, so brothers, when you glory, what do you glory about?
当你夸口，你夸什么？
You glory about the knowledge you have.
你就着你的知识来夸口吗？
You glory because your great work for the Lord.
向着主所做的工，你来夸口吗？
You glory because you're so occupied with the things of the Lord.
向着你手中的事物来夸口吗？
But the scripture says, he who glories, glory in this, that he understands and he knows God.
圣经说呢，夸口的，因为他认识神，晓得神。
Hebrews 11, verse 6.
希伯来书十一章第六节这样说
He said, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
But he who comes must believe that he is.
到神面前来的人必须认识神。
Okay, now that is a very good translation. Our brother just translated. It's not he is God, but he is.
不是说他是神乃不是他不是说有神乃是他是神信神
That's right He is
他是
He is who he is
他就是
他是他所是的
He is what he is
He is who he is
OK 他是说他所是的
That's right That is very important
这是非常重要的。
Okay, he is true to himself.
他向着他是信实的。
He is faithful to himself.
他向着他是信实的。
He is absolutely sure of himself.
他对他自他是向着自己是很有蛮有把握的。
And that's why we say his gifts, his calling are.Irrevocable because who he is. That's what he is.
因着他的所事，所以他的恩赐和他的呼召和恩赐是不后悔的。
Because he's true to his word.
因为向着他的话，他是信实的。
He cannot deny himself.
他不能够背乎他的自己。
Okay, should we turn to another passage just to remind us some of these facts?
我们再读一处的圣经。
Okay, will you turn to me to the book of Numbers 23?
我们来看民数记二十三章。
Now this word spoken through a how shall I call, a pagan prophet.
是向着, 啊, 外邦的先知所讲的话。
Okay, these are the words of Balaam.
是巴兰的话。
But actually they are not the words of Balaam. These were the Lord who put into the mouth of Balaam, asked Balaam to speak on behalf of God to the Israelites.
这是神把神要说的话放在巴兰的口中向着以色列列民所要讲的话。
You know, Balak, when he saw the Israelites moving toward Canaan, he was frightful.
你知道巴勒看到以色列人的时候他就惊慌。
So he hired Balaam to curse the Israelites.
他就找了巴兰来要咒诅以色列人。
Now, if you read the record of this passage,
如果你, 读这一段的记载,
Balak engaged Balaam because he knew whatever Balaam says works before.
巴勒找巴兰是因为巴兰所预言的话都是真实的。
Because when Balaam in before, when he curses, they will curse. When he blesses, they will bless, apparently.
所以巴兰他所咒诅的就受了咒诅，他祝福的就得了祝福。And
so Balak, he tried to entice Balaam to curse Israelites with bribery, with many gifts.
所以巴勒就送了许多的礼物，要叫巴兰来咒诅以色列人。
But the Lord came into the picture. He said, "Don't you say anything good or bad about Israelites."
但是神叫巴兰说，你不要说任何的话。
Because they are my people.
因为他们是我的子民。
You be careful what you say.
你要小心你要说的话。
So don't you say anything.
所以你不要说任何的话。
You're only going to say the words I put into your mouth.
你只能说。
Okay, now let's read what Balaam says.
我们来看看巴兰说什么。
Okay, verse 19 of chapter 23 of the book of Numbers.
民数记23章19节。
Okay. Now these are wonderful words.
这是很美的话。
Okay, God is not man that he should lie, nor is son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and will he not do it? And has he spoken, will he not make it good?
神非人必不至说谎，也非人子必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？ 他发言岂不要成就呢？
Verse 20.
20节.
Behold, I have received a command to bless. He has blessed, God has blessed, I cannot reverse it.
我奉命祝福，神也曾赐福，此事我不能翻转。Now
this prophet, not an Israelite prophet, the Lord spoke through him. He said, when I bless, there is no one can what, reverse it.
这一位先知不是以色列人的先知，但是神透过他说，他说我祝福的没有人能够翻转。Thank
God.
感谢神。
God is faithful to his calling.
神的呼召，他的恩召是信实的。
His gift is irrevocable.
他的恩赐是没有后悔的。
When he blesses forever or he blesses eternally.
当他祝福的时候，就祝福直到永远。Now,
of course, the evil one always tries to bring curses on God's people.
当然，仇敌总是要咒诅神的子民。
You know, and so this is one case that Balak asked Balaam to curse the Israelites.
你知道这一段是巴勒要巴兰来咒诅以色列人。Now,
if God is for us, who can be against us?
若神帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？
His faithfulness, his for us, oftentimes does not depending on our condition.
他向着我们的信实不是根据我们的光景。
Because we are not always in the right condition.
因为我们并不是常常在一个合宜的光景下。
The church today is not in the right condition.
今天教会不是一个在一个很好的光景。
And individually, none of us we are in the right condition.
我们个人没有一个人是在一个合宜的光景。
But we are blessed.
当我们是蒙祝福的。
Blessed so that the work can be done in us.
我们蒙祝福，因为神的功能够在我们的身上来成就。
Not because you are good, you are blessed. No.
不是因为你好，你蒙祝福。
Because as God is good, that he blesses you.
因为神是良善的，所以他祝福你。
And because he blesses you, then his work will be done in you.
他祝福你，就叫他的功能够成就在你的身上。
And thank God for his faithfulness.
我们感谢神他的信实。
Without his faithfulness, none of us will be here in this room.
若不是因着他的信实，我们没有一个人今天能够在这里。
We all come under his judgment long ago.
我们老早就要在他的那个审判的底下。
And yet he spared us.
但是他
spared us.
他赦免了我们。
Spared. You know, that's your...
他饶恕了我们。
That's right. And he, because he knows what he's doing with each one of us.
因为他知道在我们每个人身上他所要做的功夫。
Once we're in his hand, there's no getting out of it.
我们在他的手中我们就不可能离开。
Okay, let's turn to another passage just to encourage brothers and sisters.
我们再读一处的圣经。
Would you turn me to Joshua 24?
我们来读约书亚记二十四章。
Now some of these verses I didn't tell my brother, so he had to hunt for them now. That's all right. We'll take our time.
It's okay.
Okay. Joshua 24.
约书亚记二十四章。
Okay, and we don't have time to read all the background verses, but we'll just pick one or two.Okay, let's read verse 9 and 10.
我们没有时间读的太多，我们就读第九节跟第十节。
Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, arose and made war against Israel, sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. Now hear what the word. But I will not listen to Balaam.Therefore, he continued to bless you, so I deliver you out of his hand.
那时摩亚王希波的儿子巴勒起来攻击以色列人，打发人招了比尔的儿子巴兰来咒诅你们。我不肯听巴兰的话，所以他倒为你们连连祝福，这样我便救你们脱离巴勒的手。
Now, brothers and sisters, if you look at Israel's history through the wilderness, do you think there's ground for them not to be blessed by the God?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读以色列人的历史的时候，你看他们按照他们的光景，他们有没有根据来接受神的祝福？
Many times God should withdraw his blessing.
多少的时候神把他的祝福收回？
Many times he ought to withdraw his blessing.
多少次神实在应该把他的祝福收回。
But he did not.
但他没有。
Because God is faithful to himself.
因为神是信实的。
So in this case, apparently there's ground for the Lord not to bless, but the Lord said, I deliver them out of his hand, and I want to listen to Balaam's curses on you.
在这一个事情的时候，神是可以不祝福他们的，但是神却说我没有听他的话，我却连连的祝福你们。
And brothers, if you look back how we are blessed in spite of our own condition,
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到我们自己的光景，我们是如何的蒙了祝福。
And just one more passage along this line, Psalms 105.
我们再读一处的圣经诗篇一百零五篇。
Psalm 105.
诗篇一百零五篇。
We'll read verse 13 to 15.
我们从十三节读到十五节。
Okay, now they're wandering through the wilderness. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he rebuked kings for their sake, saying, "Do not touch my anointed ones, do my prophets no harm."
诗篇105篇13节到15节，他们从这邦游到那邦，从这国行到那国，他不容什么人欺负他们，为他们的缘故责备君王，说不可拦为我受膏的人，也不可恶待我的先知。
So brothers and sisters, God's thought for us is all for good.
弟兄姊妹，神向我们所存的意念都是良善的。
Because all the promises in Christ Jesus are all A and Amen.
因为在基督里面一切的应许都是是的。
Brothers and sisters, we have a sure foundation to stand on.
弟兄姊妹，我们是有在这样一个稳固的根基上站立的。
You can question anyone, you can question anything, but don't you ever question God's faithfulness.
你向着任何人任何的事物你可以有疑问，但是你绝对不能向着神的信实产生任何的怀疑。
Because once you question God's faithfulness, you have no ground to stand anymore.
当你怀疑神的信实的时候，你就没不在一个稳固的根基上。
You are not on a sure foundation.
你就不是在一个稳固的根基上。
You are not standing on the sand.
你是站在那一个沙土上。
Sooner or later, you're going to be collapsed.
迟早你就会摔下去。
So what is the faith? What is the foundation of our faith?
弟兄姊妹，我们信心的根基在哪里？
Is who God is.
就是神的所是。
He is true to himself.
因为他是信实的。
He is true to all his promises.
他向着他的应许都是信实的。
But that we have to be firm about it.
弟兄姊妹，我们这一个对这件事情我们一定要很有把握。
Now this evening I want to touch a little bit what God is going to get in the end for himself.
今天晚上我愿意稍微交通一下到了终结的时候神要得着什么。
Because what is from him, what is through him, will be ultimately unto him.
因为那一切本于他的依靠他的最终都要归于他。
And when he gets what he is looking for, the end to him be all the glory.
当他得着他所要得着的最终就是一切的荣耀。
Now you know many people try to define glory.
很多人在那里为荣耀下定义。
You know, and broader concept, when you do something and when you put the last dot.
江弟兄就讲到，当你做一些事情，当你到最后一点的时候。
And when that last dot is put in place, when it's done, that's glory.
当你在最后那一点把它点完了之后，那就是荣耀。
Okay, just like our brother Wang.
就像我们王弟兄。
He is quite a professional photographer.
因为他摄影是专业的。
Now I noticed that some of the photos, I don't see his signature, but some photo I saw his signature.
有一些他的摄影的他签了他的名字，有一些他没有签他的名字。
So he's saying to us, he said, "Those who have my signature."
他就告诉我那些有我签名的
，they are good.
那些是好的。
Those who do not have my signature.
那些我没有签名的。
If you ask for one, I'll give you one.
如果你要一个，我就给你一张。
But with my signature.
那有我签名的。
I'll keep it for myself.
我是为自己保留下来。
And the only person who can get it is Timmy, my grandson. Nobody else.
唯一能得的就是我的孙子，没有人能。
You see what I mean?
你懂我的意思吗
？So when that last dot is put in there, and when it's finished, it's done.
当那最后的一点点上的时候，这一切都做好了。
And that's glory.
这就是荣耀。
And Brother Wang can sit in his sofa and have his cup of tea and admire that masterpiece.
王弟兄就能够坐在他客厅沙发上。倒了杯茶在那里欣赏他的杰作。
Now God is like that.
神也是这样。
He's waiting to do that last finishing touch.
神要等待他那最后那 那一点。
And when that last dot is put in place,
当那最后那一点点上的时候
is glory.
那就是荣耀。
Because he is not just satisfied, he is fully satisfied.
他就不但满足，他是全然满足。
There's a difference between satisfied and fully, completely satisfied.
你知道满足与完全的满足中间是有分别的。
And what will satisfy God is fully, completely when He is satisfied.
当神满足的时候，就是他的心全然完全满足的时候。
Now, you know, God created man for Himself.
你知道神是为着他自己创造人的。
Throughout the Scripture.
在整个圣经的里面
we see this thread from Genesis to Revelation.
从创世纪到启示录有这样的一条线。
God's desire is to dwell with man and to dwell among man.
神的心意是要与人同在，也住在人中间。
That's what you find in the book of Genesis.
你在创世纪的里面是这样看到。
That's what you find in the last book.Or the Bible, the book of Revelation.
也是在圣经最后一卷书《启示录》的里面，我们也这样看到。
Before man sin,
当人犯罪之前
，you recall that God will walk in the Garden of Eden in the cool of the day.
你知道当天起凉风的时候，神在伊甸园里面行走。
And to seek out Adam and Eve for some fellowship.
他来寻找亚当夏娃，与他们要有交通。
Now, from that account, as though he walked in the cool of day and he spent some time with Adam and Eve, and then he withdrew back to where he was resident at that time.
从那里的记载，好像在天起凉风的时候，神在园中行走，与亚当夏娃有一些交通之后，他又回到他原来的地方。
Now, my understanding or my thinking may be wrong.
我是这样想，虽然可能不准确。
God is giving Adam and Eve a foretaste of what it is like to live in the fellowship with God Himself.
神是给亚当夏娃那预尝一下那与神同住的那一个滋味。
God is helping Adam and Eve when they are confronted with those two trees, they will know how to choose the right fruit.
神是来帮助亚当夏娃，当他们面对那两棵树的果子的时候，应当怎么样来拣选
？Because God came and walked with them for a while, and then He withdrew His walking with them.
因为神与他们同行一段时间之后，神又离开了。
But you have a taste of what is good. You say, "I wish we can remain here forever."
当你尝到这个滋味的时候，你就有一个渴慕，愿意这样永远是这样。
And so they were brought to in front of those two trees.
所以当他们带到这两棵树面前的时候
，And God was hoping that they would choose the right tree, the fruit, the tree of life.
神是盼望他们拣选那一个生命树的果子。
And so with God's life, then they can commune with God in the right way.
这样有着神的生命，他们就能够与神有这样一个甜美的交通。
And with God's life, they can commune with God without interruption, uninterrupted communion.
这有着神的生命，这样他们与神的交通就不受任何的打岔。
But God will not want us to have commune with Him somehow from time to time being interrupted.
弟兄姊妹，神不愿意我们与他的交通常常受任何的打岔。
Just think, whenever there's interruption of our communion with Him, He suffers more than we do.
你知道，当每一次我们与神的交通受了任何拦阻打岔的时候，他比我们更难过。
Think about that, you parents.
你们想一想，你们做父母的
，You love your children very much.
你非常喜爱你的孩子。
But whenever there's something come between you and your children,
当任何时候你与你的孩子中间有任何的事物
，Now who suffer more?
谁是最痛苦
？The kids suffer more. Or you parents suffer more.
是孩子受的苦多，还是父母受的苦多
？The parent always suffer more.
那做父母的总是受苦更多。
And so whenever interruption of fellowship between God and us, our Heavenly Father, He suffered far more than we do.
所以当每次我们与神的交通受了任何的难阻的时候，我们的天父的心所受的痛苦比我们更大。
Because we are created for Him to be with us and to live among us.
因为我们的受造就是要他的也乐意与我们同在，与我们有这样的相交。
Now the other example we find is in Genesis 18.
我们也看创世纪十八章。
You know, God came and visited Abram.
因为神向亚伯拉罕显现。
Right? And then when Abram recognized that one of the three is God himself.
当亚伯拉罕发现那三位中间有一位就是神自己的时候。
He spared nothing to welcome them.
他就没有保留任何事物来欢迎他们。
Now, just think.
就来想一想
God who is the creator of everything
那一位创造万物的主宰的神
Somehow he was willing to receive man's hospitality
他却愿意接受人的接待
You think about that
你想一想
God who has everything
那神他拥有一切的所有
who has no lack
他是没有任何的缺乏。
He's self-satisfied.
他是完全自由的。
Self-satisfied.
他在他里面是完全满足的。
That's right. He doesn't need anything.
他并不需要任何的事。
But somehow he accepted the hospitality of Abram.
但是他却接受了亚伯拉罕的接待。
It shows that he delights to dwell among us.
所以就看到他何等的喜悦他住在人的中间。
That is a mystery.
这实在是一个奥秘。
How would God dwell in the midst of human beings?
神如何能够住在人的中间?
You know, Solomon said, I build this wonderful temple for you.
所罗门说我建造这一个殿宇。
You know, after he finished it,
当他造完的时候
he said, how would God dwell in such a place?
他说神怎么能够住在这样的地方
Heaven's your throne
他说天是你的宝座
And earth is your footstool
地是你的脚凳
how can I provide you a place
我怎么能够为你预备地方
And when that built temple was built according to God's design
那按照神的心意所建造起来的圣殿
What happened in the end
最后怎么样
God's glory filled the house.
那神的荣耀充满这殿。
And brothers and sisters, therefore we, the redeemed, the church, we are the vessel for that glory.
弟兄姊妹，我们这些蒙救赎的，是我们就是那一个荣耀的彰显荣耀的器皿。
And so there is, I think, in the book of Ephesians, unto him be glory in the church.
就是在他他的荣耀充满在教会的里面。
That's why he will fill that place with glory, and that glory will radiate throughout the whole creation.
他的荣耀要充满在其中，他的荣耀要充满在全地。
So throughout the scripture, we see this thread that God desires a people for Himself.
所以在整本的圣经的里面我们看到神乐意得到这样的人
so that he may dwell with them and dwell in the midst of them
他能够与人同住也住在人的中间
and that is a great mystery
这是一个极大的奥秘
we human beings
我们这些人
we are made out of clay
我们是按照尘土所造的
we sin
我们犯罪
but God never give us up
但神没有把我们放弃掉。
And he redeemed us with such a great price.
他救赎我们用着这样极大的重价。
Because his heart toward us never changed.
因为他向着我们的心没有改变过。
He wants us to be utterly all for him.
他要我们是完全的为着他。
But we do not exist for ourselves.
我们不是为着自己而存留的。
We don't even exist for one another.
我们也不是为着彼此而存留活的。
We exist for him.
我们是为他而活的。
We live for him.
我们是为他而活。
Then we find each other.
我们就能够找到彼此。
Without living for him, we cannot find each other.
我们若不是为他而活，我们也不能够找到彼此。
Because all is in Christ.
因为我们都在基督里。
And thank God for that.
我们 为此感谢神。
And that's why by God's doing, He put us in Christ Jesus.
所以按照神自己所做的，把我们放在基督里。
Because Christ is all for God.
因为基督是完全为神的。
And God is all for Christ.
神也是为着基督的。
And when we're in Christ,
我们在基督里，
we find each other.
我们就找到我们彼此了。
And there is a true oneness.
这就是那真正的合一。
There is a true fellowship.
这样就有真正的那一个交通。
It is because of Christ.
因为有基督。
Our unity is Christ.
我们的联合是因着基督。
Our fellowship is Christ.
我们的交通是因着基督。
Our ministry is Christ.
我们的服事执事也是因着基督。
And our enjoyment is Christ.
我们的喜乐也是因着基督。
Now this evening, I want to share a little bit how we can all fit in.
我晚上愿意交通一下我们怎么样能够在其中。
Okay, now let's turn to Exodus 25.
我们来看出埃及记二十五章。
Can we dim that light just a little bit lower? I find it a little bit difficult for me. Just a little bit lower. Appreciate. It's still a bit too strong. Thank you very much. Can you see us? Okay. Okay.Exodus 25.
出埃及记二十五章。
Now, brothers and sisters, you know Exodus, we have 40 chapters.
你知道出埃及记有四十章。
Okay. But from 25 to the end, it's all devoted to the building of the tabernacle.
你知道从二十五章开始一直到最后出埃及记最后都是为着建造会幕。
Okay, now before we read Exodus 25, let's read Exodus 6 first.
我们在读二十五章之前，我们来读第六章。
Yeah, just a couple of verses.
我们就读几节的圣经。
We'll read 6, 7, and 8.
我们读第六、第七、第八。
Exodus 6.
出埃及记第六章。
Okay. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burden of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outreach.Arm and with great judgment.
第六节开始，所以你要对以色列人说：“我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。”
Verse seven.
第七节。
Okay, I'll take you.I will take you as my people.
我要以
I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the bondage or burden of the Egyptians.
我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神。是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。
Okay, now verse 8.
然后我们留意第八节。
And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
我岂是应许给亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地？我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
But just take note, the Lord said, the reason why I redeem you out of Egypt is because I want you to be my people, because I want to be your God.
我们留意，他说我把你们从埃及救赎出来，因为我要你。以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。
Okay, let's turn to chapter 19 of Exodus, just a couple of verses.
我们再翻到十九章再看几节。
We'll just read verse 4.
我们读第四节。
Just verse 4. You have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wing. and brought you, listen, to myself.
我们就读第四节，我向埃及人所行的事，你们都看见了。且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上，留意带来归我。
Now, what does it mean to myself?
这带来归我是什么意思？
To be mine.
来属于我的。
To be mine forever.
来是永远属于我的。
Now, if you read later, you say my peculiar treasure.
他说这是你们是我特别属于我的子民。
Okay, verse 5.
第五节。
Yeah. If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, and you shall be a special treasure to me above all the peoples, for all the earth is mine.
第五节那里讲到，如你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民。也有个意思是我的宝贝。
Okay, you're my peculiar treasure.
就是我特别的宝贝。
Now, Boris, what do you do with treasure?
你的宝贝你会会怎么用
？What do you do with your treasure?
你怎样来用你的宝贝
？You keep it.
你就是保留它。
You keep it diligently to yourself.
你是很留意的为着自己而存留。
You will not let go.
你不会把它放掉。
You know, we heard this illustration before.
我们听过这样的比喻。
Okay, if you have a pocket full of pennies.
如果你满袋子里面都是一分钱。
Okay, you can walk anywhere in San Francisco without fear.
你在旧金山走来走去，你们心里面不会惧怕。
Yeah, no fear.
心里面一点也不怕。
If some strangers come, you won't mind just throw them a bundle.
如果有陌生人走过来，你要抢钱，你就给他一大把。
And you won't mind if they will take it all.
他们全部拿去了，你也觉得无所谓。
It will ease your heavy load.
反而减轻了你的重量。
So you can walk faster.
你还可以走得快一点。
Now, for example, you have a very precious diamond.
但是如果你有一个很贵重的钻石。
Now, you be careful where you go.
你就和去哪里你就要很小心。
Yeah, you may not want to even go to San Bruno area.
你可能到 San Bruno 你都不要去。
You want to go to a place where it's safe.
你要去一个安全的地方。
And when you go, you might have another brother to go with you, so on the lookout.
或者你去你就要另外找个弟兄跟着你去，这样大家可以彼此的照顾。
So your treasure is your very life.
你的宝贝就是你的生命。
What do you treasure most?
你最宝贝什么？
It's not even that, it's your life.
那就是你自己的性命。
So the treasure is life.
那宝贝就是性命。
And God give us his treasure, his life in us.
但神把他的宝贝就是他自己的生命给了我们。
And he will not let us go.
他不会让我们离开。
We're his treasure.
我们是他的宝贝。
We belong to him.
我们是属于他的。
He said, you are mine.
他说你是属于我的。
Just like a song of songs, I may look like a black person.But to you, it's very beautiful.
所以就像雅各书里面讲，我虽然黑，却是秀美，是属于你的。
We may look very ordinary.
我们虽然看得很平常。
But God looks us through Christ Jesus. We are His treasure.
但是当神看我们的时候，他透过基督看我们，我们是他心中的宝贝。
So, brothers, we are treasure of God.
我们是神的宝贝。
He wants to possess us.
他要拥有我们。
He wants to make his dwelling place in the midst of a people.
他要在他的子民的中间成为他的居所。
He will fill his house with riches.
他要叫他的居所满有丰富。
He will fill his house with himself, and that's glory.
他要叫他的居所充满了他的自己，这就是荣耀。
Okay, now chapter 25.
我们来看二十五章。
Yeah, we don't have time to read all these verses, but we'll just touch.
我们没有时间读太多的经文，我们就是稍微读几节。
We'll read verse 1.
我们读第一节。
And 2.
跟第二节。
Okay. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, that they may bring me an offering. From everyone who gives it willingly with his heart, you shall take my offering.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。”
And then we'll read verse 8 and 9.
然后我们读第八跟第九节。
Okay, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show you. That is the pattern.Of the tabernacle and the pattern of all its furnishings, just as you shall make it.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中一切的器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Now the Lord's desire is now expressed.
这样。主他心中的意念是表达了出来。
The Lord's heart's desire is expressed in a very clear, concrete way now.
现在主心中的意念是这样很明显的、很实际的表达了出来。
I brought you out of Egypt.
我把你从埃及带出来。
To myself.
归我。
To be my people.
成为我的子民。
Now how is that going to be?
然后就怎么样
？How can I dwell in the midst of you？
我怎样能够居住在你们中间
？How can you show forth to the nations that I am the God who dwell in the midst of you？
你怎样在万国中来彰显我住在你们中间
？How？
怎样
？Now God said, whoever heart is willing, stir.Because of love response, respond to God's love.
神就说，凡甘心乐意的，因着神的爱，有这样的一个反应的。
He never forces us.
他从来没有强迫我们。
He wait until we're willing.
他等到我们甘心乐意。
Brother, if there's no willingness, there's no value at all.
弟兄姊妹，若不是甘心乐意，这是没有价值的。
Because God's house is not.A court, it is a family.
因为神的家不是一个法庭，乃是一个居所。
Because in a family, the law or the rule is love.
因为神的家的里面，神的居所的里面是充满着爱。
So we first experience His love.
我们首先经历了他的爱。
He loved us first.
他先爱了我们。
So what should we do?
我们应当怎样？
What should we do?
我们应当怎样？
We love him back.
我们也爱他。
In other words, the origin of love is from him.
那一个起初的爱是从神而来的。
Come into us.
来进到我们的里面。
And radiate back to God.
然后又反映出来归向神。
Because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
We have no love.
我们没有爱。
We become the channels of His love.
我们成为他爱的那一个那个通道。
So He loves us.
他爱我们。
With His love, we love Him back.
因着他的爱，我们也回报爱他。
So that's what they did.
这就是这你所做的。
And they offer willingly.
他们就甘心情愿的献上。
Now, then the Lord said, "Now build me a sanctuary."
然后神说为我造圣所。
Okay, now but don't do it your way.
不是照着你的方法。
If you love me, you do it my way.
如果你爱我，照着我的方式。
If you love me, you consult me.
如果你爱我，你就先来询问我。
And you do it my way.
你就照着我的方式来做。
Because you love me, because you want to please me.
因为你爱我，你愿意叫我欢喜。
But if you want to please yourself, you do it your way.
你要为着自己喜悦，你就照着你的方法做。
Now, brothers and sisters, how many groups of God's people?
弟兄姊妹，有多少神子民的团体
？Their gathering is based on a pure motive of just loving Him.
他们聚集，他们的动机只是为着。
That is what he's looking for.
但是这是神所要寻找的。And
that's why I always very touched whenever we gather the brothers in that local fellowship, they take the Lord's table, they make the Lord's table as the primary thing of their gathering.
所以当每一次有弟兄姊妹有基督徒聚在一起，他们把神的桌子作为他们中间最主要的一个。
It's because we know His love.
因为我们知道他就是爱。
And we also use that time breaking bread to express our love toward Him.
我们也用这波饼这一个机会来表明我们向着他的爱。
There's a family, American family, with 7 children. They were with us for about 10 years.
有一个美国人的家庭，他们有七个儿女，跟我们在一起有十年的时间。
Yeah, yeah, and South Jersey, just like many of you are gathering here, we broke bread every Lord's Day.
在New Jersey州, 我们跟在这里一样，每一个主日拨饼纪念主。
We feel that is the most important meeting of a church gathering.
我们认为这是教会聚会里面最重要的一个聚会。
So recently they move away.
最近他们搬走了。And
they wrote back.
他们写信回来。
With hearts of real heaviness.
心里面非常的沉重。
You say, they miss the breaking of bread.
他们很怀念那个拨饼聚会。
They miss touching God's love in a fresh way.
他们非常怀念那样新鲜的摸到神的爱。
They miss the opportunity to express that little love they can offer to Him.
他们也怀念有这样的机会能够向神表达他们向着神的爱。
If you are loved, you love back.
如果你蒙爱，你也爱。
And so this brother, he said he was almost in tears.
所以这位弟兄就说他几乎流泪。
Because most places they broke bread only once a month.
因为大多数的地方他们只一个月拨饼一次。
And brothers were not free. They were not free to offer their praise and thanksgiving. It's more or less orchestrated time.
他们也不能够很自由地表达他们的爱，因为大部分的这个。
So our heart just go out to them.
所以我们的心实在纪念他们。
So before we came out west, they came to us just for 2 weeks of short stay.
所以当我们来西岸之前，他们来跟我们在一起有两个星期的时间。
We are coming home.
他说我们要回到家里。
We are home now with you.
我们跟你们一同在家里。Because
we can feast together at the Lord's table.
因为我们可以一同在主桌子的面前用筵席。So,
brothers, if there's love received,
弟兄姊妹，当我们接受了爱，
we learn to give back in kind love.
我们也同样的以爱来回报。Now,
you know, Brother Lance has a way of putting this in a very nice way.
南培德弟兄他这样的说，
He said, God is love.
神就是爱。
Nothing can satisfy Him but God, by love itself.
除了爱之外，没有任何的事物可以满足他的心。
That is a very important principle.
这是一个很重要的原则。
God is love. Nothing can satisfy Him but love.
神就是爱，除了爱以外，没有任何事物可以满足他。So the Israelites
they responded willingly.
所以以色列人他们就甘心乐意的有这样的一个回应。
If you read the record, the offering will far exceed what was needed.
当我们读着这个记载的时候，他们所献上的远超过所需要的。
And so Moses had to say, now don't bring any more, we have more than enough.
所以摩西要告诉他们不要再献上了，因为我们有足够的。
So that should be the condition of the gathering of the Lord's people.
所以这就是神的子民聚集在一起的时候应当有的光景。
There should be much offering of praise and worship to Him.
应当有各样的献上，更多的赞美归给他。
And so in Seattle, we have a evening with some of the younger people.
在西雅图的时候，有一天晚上，我们跟年轻人在一起。
And one of the older brother asked me a question.
有一位年纪大一点的弟兄问我一个问题。
He said, "Brother Wu, how would you help? How can we help young brothers and sisters to learn to serve God spiritually?"
他说，吴弟兄，我们怎样能够帮助年轻人，在属灵的服事上来教导他们。
Okay. And so I was just waiting before the Lord just to what should I answer?
我就等候在主面前说应当怎么回答他。
Brothers, young people.
弟兄姊妹，年轻人。
The real first small way of spiritual ministry or offering to God.
那首先向着神。那一个神的向着神的服事，向着神的奉献。
It is a very small cost.
有就是一个很小的代价。
Just simply say thank you to him.
就是很简单的感谢他。
From the heart.
从心里面。
Now, can anything more simple than saying thank you to the one who loved and died?And live for you.
有什么比向着那爱你、为你死的那一位来感谢他更简单的呢？
You know, I'm sure in your gathering, sometimes you hear a fresh voice you never heard before giving thanks. I tell you, it uplift the whole meeting to the third heaven.
我相信在你们聚会的里面，有时候听到那个平常没有听过的一个声音，在那里感谢赞美神，就把整个的聚会带起来了。
Brothers, younger brothers, that is the highest calling, that is most precious ministry you can offer to God and to the body of Christ.
弟兄年轻的弟兄姊妹，这就是那一个最高的呼召，也是你最能够在基督身体的里面可以做的服事。
Thank you, Lord.
主，感谢你。
From the heart.
从心里面说。
Very simple words.
就是这样简单的的话语。
But mean a great deal to the one who will hear from you.
向着那一位听着你说这话的那一位，是带着很大的分量。
Okay, the Lord will enjoy that new voice that you offer to him.
Now let's
move a little further. Would you turn with me to chapter 31 of Exodus?
我们在读三十一章。
Okay, and now the work began now.
这一个建造的工作开始了。
Okay, all the offerings are now in the hands of Moses.
这一切所献上的物件都在摩西的手中。
Okay, and now God has to prepare.People that's fit to carry out this work.
神要预备哪一个合一的人来成就这个工。
Okay, so would you turn with me to Exodus 31?
我们来看出埃及记三十一章。
Okay, we'll read a few verses. Verse 1.
第一节。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "See that I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri.The son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：“看哪，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，我已经提他的名召他。
And I'll fill him with the Spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, in knowledge, in all manners of workmanship.
我也以我的灵充满了他，使他有智慧，有聪明，有知识。”能做各样的工，能想出巧工。
To design artistic works and to work in gold and silver and in bronze.
能想出巧工，用金银铜制造各物。
And cutting jewels and for setting and for carving wood and to work in all manner of workmanship.
又能刻宝石，可以镶嵌，能雕刻木头，能做各样的工。
And I have appointed with him Aholiab of the sons of Ahishamach of the tribe of Dan, and I have put wisdom in the hearts of all the gifted artisans, and they may make all that I have commanded you.
我分派但支派中亚西撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯与他同工，凡心里有智慧的，我更使他们有智慧，能做我一切所吩咐的。
And let's turn to Exodus 35.
我们再看三十五章。
Just read a few more verses.
我们再读几节的圣经。
We'll read verse 30.
三十节。
Exodus 35, verse 30.
三十五章三十节。
Now Moses received those words from the Lord, and now the Lord Moses spoke those words to the man. Okay, to the children of Israel. Verse 30. And Moses said to the children of Israel, "See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and he has filled him with the spirit of God and wisdom and understanding and knowledge in all manners.All manner of workmanship.
这是摩西接受了神的话，向以色列人说，摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他，又以神的灵充满了他，使他有智慧、聪明、知识，能做各样的工。
And we'll read verse 34.
然后读三十四节。
And he has put in his heart.The ability to teach in him and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamac of the tribe of Dan.
耶和华又使他和但支派中亚利撒莫的儿子亚和利亚伯心里灵敏，能教导人。
Okay. Also, the gift of teaching others to do the work.
能够有这样的能够教导人。
Okay. Now, Barnabas.The Lord called. First, He called.
首先神呼召。
And He called by name.
他是按着名呼召。
But individually, we are all called.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都是蒙召的。
We are all called individually.
我们蒙召是个人的。
Salvation is an individual thing.
救恩是个人的。
It's very personal.
是非常个人性的。
And even call to service is also a very personal thing.
来服侍也是个人性的。
Because the Lord said, I want you.
因为神说我要你。
And you respond.
你就回应他。
So by name.
所以按着名字。
Now when he calls, when he calls, what do? We just come.
当他呼召的时候，我们就来。
So don't think that he called you because you're qualified.
不要认为因为他招你是因为你合格。
He called you, he wants you to come to him.
他招你是要你来到他那里。
Not to do anything.
不是要做任何事。
Not to contribute anything.
也不是来贡献什么。
You just come.
你就是来。
I recently heard a brother, he said, every time I hear the calling, you know, the calling of God to consecrate your life to him.
有一位弟兄最近这样说，每一次我听到神呼召，呼召我要奉献。
He said, in my young Christian days, I only think of two things.
在我年轻的做基督徒的日子，我只想到两件事。
Okay, he calls me because he's after me.
因为他招我，他要他就是要找我。
Okay, two things he's after me.
他是找我两件事。
He wants my life.
他要我的一生。
He wants my pocketbook.
他要我的钱包。
Brother, that is a total misunderstanding of who God is.
弟兄姊妹，这对于神的所事是完全的误会。
You see, when God called you,
当神召你的时候
，How shall I put it?
我应该怎么说呢
？It's not because you're qualified.
不是因为你有什么资格。
Because it's not because you're good.
也不是因为你有什么好。
Because He loves you.
因为他。爱你。
So, brothers, this matter of call, you just simply come.
弟兄姊妹，神呼召，我们就很简单的就来。
That's the first step, just come.
头一步就是来。
Come to him.
来到他跟前。
You know, the two disciples left John the Baptist, and they wanted to follow the Lord Jesus.
你知道两个门徒离开施浸约翰就来到主耶稣那里。
And he turned around and said, now, what do you want?
他说你们要什么。
He said, where do you stay?
他说你住在哪里
The Lord didn't preach him a long sermon.
主没有向他们讲一篇道。
The Lord simply said, "Come and see."
主就是很简单的说，你来看。
That's the first thing we do. Come and see.
就是来看。
Come and see, and come and discover who He is.
你来看，来看他是谁。
Come to know Him.
来认识他。
Just come to Him.
就是来到他这里。
But coming to Him is already a big thing.
你知道，来到他这里就一个很不简单的事。
It is already a tremendous thing to come in the presence of a holy God.
能够来到这个圣洁的神的跟前，这是一件很大的事。
So don't think when the Lord said come, it's a small thing. It's come, it's a big thing.
所以当神说来的时候，不要认为这是一个小事，这是一个极大的事。
For God to call us to come is a tremendous thing.
当神呼召我们 来到他面前的时候，这是一个极大的事。
You can say it's glory.
你可以说这是荣耀的事。
So when we come, then we discover who we are.
我们来，然后我们就发现我们是怎样的人。
Because he's light.
因为他就是光。
And when he comes, we're exposed.
当他来到，我们就显明，被显露出来。
And then his work in us begins.
然后他的工作就在我们的身上
first,
发生。
First, we discover we are not what we are.
我们就发现我们不是我们所认为的。
Then we are willing to let him to do the work into us.
然后我们才愿意让他在我们的身上做他的工。
Now, brothers and sisters, Israelites were in Egypt for about 400 years.
弟兄姊妹，以色列人在埃及有400年。
That's right. What do you think they were there most of that 400 years?
你想在这四百年中间，大部分的时间他们是做什么？
What were they doing?
你想他们在做什么？
Were they generals in the army?
他们是不是军队的元帅了？
Were they engaging in doing fine jewelry from Pharaoh?
他们是不是为法老在做那些珠宝的事？
Were they engaging in all these artistic works?
他们是不是在做那些艺术性的工作？
What were they doing in Egypt?
他们在埃及做什么？
So that it was necessary for the Lord to rescue them.
然后神就需要神来拯救他们。
What were they doing? What was their profession?
他们的职业是什么？
They what? They making what? Making bricks.
他们在做砖。
粗工很粗啊。It's manual work. It's low class work.
这是一个很低级的劳工性的工作。
Okay, now you know, when you make brick, do you go to your office with tie and suit and all that sort of thing?
当你做做砖头的时候，你是不是打着领带穿着西装去了？
Now I heard this is a true story.
我听说这是一个真实的故事。
Because in Taiwan, the farmers are extremely wealthy.
在台湾这些农夫都是很有钱的。
So one time a visitor went to Taiwan, he went out into the farm just to look around.
有一次有一个人他到台湾去，他就是到乡间农场去。
And he noted there's a very modern expensive car parked near the
他就看到一个
nearby.
一个很新的很时髦的车子停在那里。
And he was wondering who owns that expensive car.
他就想谁这部车子是谁的呢？这么豪华的车。
And lo and behold, a dirty farmer came along.
然后一个农夫跑过来。
That's right. And he looked. He couldn't be. He couldn't be. I mean, he's just a farmer. How can he get in that car and drive off?
他想的那绝对不是这一个很脏的农夫。他怎么可能他开这个豪华车
？But to his shocking sight, that dirty farmer opened the key, get in there, started the car, and he took off.
就叫他很惊讶的就是这一个很肮脏的农夫拿出钥匙打开门就把这豪华车开走了。
So what were the Israelites doing? They were making bricks.
你知道以色列民人他们在那里做砖头。
They were slaves.
他们是奴隶。
Their hands were all dirty.
他们的手都是肮脏的。
And every day they're touching dirt.
他们所摸的每天所摸的都是泥土。
That's what we were.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的所事。
Every time we engage things of this world, we're touching dirt.
每一次当我们摸到世界的事物的时候，我们都是在摸这些泥土。
And how can those hands touching this dirty dirt, how can they handle gold, silver, bronze? How can they handle?
这些摸泥土的手怎么能够来摸这些金银铜的物件？
And so when we come, the work of transformation begins.
当我们来，那一个改变的工作就发生了。
When we come, then he will try to qualify us.
当我们来，他就叫我们能够合宜做这工。
Not to disqualify us, but to qualify us.
他不是叫我们不能做这工，而是叫我们可以做这工。
And that's why he said, "I'll fill you with the Spirit of God."
所以他就说，我要圣灵充满你们。
With wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding.
有智慧，有知识。
And to do all the necessary work.
能够做一切所需要的工。
Now the foreman of this project is Bezalel.
这一个领头的是比撒列。
Now in the original language, what it means is that he is a hidden one, or he dwells in the shadow of God.
在这个他的名字本来的意思就是他是隐藏的，他是活在神的这个遮盖的底下。
It speaks of the work of the Holy Spirit.
这就讲明那一个圣灵的工作。
Holy Spirit not only transforms us.
圣灵不但改变我们。
But Holy Spirit also qualifies us.
圣灵还叫我们能够配。
And also gifting us.
然后把恩赐加给我们，
and so that we can fulfill the work.
然后我们能够做这些的工。
So, but in God's building, God's house, man has no input.
所以在神的建造的里面，人没有什么贡献。
Everything must be from Him.
那一切都要出于他的。
Everything must be through Him.
一切都要依靠他。
And then will be unto Him.
然后才能够归给他。
So, brothers, that's what we are.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们的所事。
In the world, our hands are all dirty.
在世界上，我们的手都是肮脏的。
Unclean.
都是不洁净的。
But the Lord said, "Come."
但是神说来。
We come.
我们来。
He cleanses us.
他就洁净我们。
He sanctifies us.
他叫洁净我们。
Sanctifies us.
他叫我们成圣。
And he gifting us.
他就将恩赐赏给我们。
And to do the work that he would want us to do.
这样我们能够做他要我们做的工。
So everything is from him.
这一切都是从他而来。
We just come.
我们就是来。
Then he will do the work in us and through us.
他就能够在我们的里面把这个工做成了。
Okay, now just quickly come to some kind of a conclusion tonight.
我很快的做这样的结束。
This work is not just for few.
这一个工不是为着少数几个。
Because the Lord appointed others.
因为神还指派了其他。
Those willing hearts.
那些心里愿意的。
Hearts that are willing.
那心中乐意的。
And the Lord will do give the gifting. He will give them the gift.
神要把恩赐赏赐给他们。
And so they teach others.
然后他们能够教导其他人。
And you teach others not by what you say, but you teach by example.
你教导他们不是按照你所说的，而是按照你的榜样。
You know, artistic work cannot be taught.
你知道艺术的功是不能够教导的。
But you have to learn from your master.
你要从你的师父那里来学。
You cannot learn by books.
你不能用着书本来学。
But you have to learn on the job.
你要在一面工作上来学习。
And brother, that's why the Lord put you together.
所以主把你们放在一起。
And so don't overlook the importance of your gathering.
所以不要忽略我们的聚集。
The Lord put you together to equip you and to gifting you and to give the opportunity.To do that which is acceptable in His sight in service.
所以神把我们聚在一起，要装备我们，也把恩赐赐给我们，好叫我们能够合在一起来做他那荣耀的工作。
So, young brothers and sisters, don't neglect overlook the gathering of the saints.
所以年轻的 弟兄姊妹，不要忽略圣徒们的聚集。
If you depart or you leave that local gathering, the Lord says, "Hurt you." If you go away, you suffer.
如果你离开当地的聚会，神就说你就要受苦。
Because this building is not for a few. This building is for all of us.
因为这个建造不是为着少数人，乃是为着我们所有的人。
God Himself will dwell in the midst of His people.
因为神要在他的子民的中间来居住。
So don't take lightly the gathering of the saints.
所以不要认为圣徒们的聚集是一件轻易的事。
Now, I'll give you a true story.
我告诉你一个真实的事。
With the young people, you have this sense. We all go through that.
年轻人，我们都经历过那个阶段。
Because you are a young believer.
因为你是一个年幼的信徒。
Okay. So you always come to this conclusion.
你都有这样一个结论。
Okay, now if I go, I don't seem to have much to contribute.
如果我要去有什么的贡献。
Yeah, so if I go, I don't have much to contribute.
当我去聚会，我没有什么贡献。
Okay, if I don't go, they don't seem to miss me.
我不去，他们也不觉得少了我。
So I'm just nobody.
我算不了什么人物。
Now, a lot of young people, they have this thinking.
很多年轻人都有这个想法。
Now, but Stephen Kong also had this thinking. You think about that.
你想江弟兄他也有这个想法。
Yeah, he said when he was young, he also had this thinking.
他说在他年轻的时候，他也是有这个想法。
Okay, if I go, I don't have much to give.
我去，我没有什么可拿出来的。
Okay, if I don't go, they don't seem to miss me.
我不去，他们也不会觉得少了我。
And so what he was thinking.
所以他就这样想。
The Lord spoke to him.
主就向他说话。
He said, "But I miss you."
但是我挂念你。
But I miss you.
但我挂念你。
I miss. I cannot do without you.
我没有你，我缺了你。
但是我缺你了。你没有来，我就缺你了。Right? Right? You see what I'm saying?Because if you don't come, I miss you. 你没有来，我就缺你了吗？缺了一个了吗 ？You see, and so from that moment on, Brother Kong, he said he never missed any meeting at all costs. He would try to be there.
所以江弟兄说，就从那个那一次之后，每一次聚会他都去参加，他都没有缺少任何一个聚会。
So, Bonsters, if you don't come.But the brothers may not miss you, but remember, your Lord misses you.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你不来，你的弟兄姊妹可能不觉得缺了你，但神会觉得缺了你。
And after they have all the furnishings made,
所以当他们这一切都做好了之后
，Okay, they just don't carelessly put them together.
他们不是这样随意的把它放在一起。
Okay, let's just look at a few verses. Okay,
我们再来看几处的圣经。
Would you turn me to Exodus 39?
我们来看39章。
Okay, now everything is now properly made according to the pattern Moses saw on the mount.
这一切的物件都按照摩西在山上的样式都做好了。
Okay, all right. Verse 42 of chapter 39.
39章42节。
Okay. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the children of Israel did all the work.
这一切的工作都是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐摩西做的。
No human input, huh?
这没有人的意见加进来。
No human idea.
没有人的想法加进来。
Everything is from God.
这一切都是照着神而来的。
If it's not from God, cannot be unto God.
若不是从神而来的，不能够归给神。
Okay, so your best idea is not good enough.
你最好的意见都不够好。
Okay, verse 43
节。
Then Moses looked over all the work, and indeed they had done it, as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it, and Moses blessed them.
耶和华怎样吩咐的，他们就怎样做了。摩西看见一切的工都做成了，就给他们祝福。
Now, do you know in English Bible is they had done it? They had done it. There's two mentions of that.
你知道这里讲到他们做了，有两次的提到。
Moses looked over all the work, and they had done it as the Lord had commanded. Just so they had done it.
摩西看见一切的工都做成了。他们做了都是按照神所吩咐的，他们这样做了。
And the Lord blessed.
然后主就祝福。
It is very close examination of each piece of the furniture.
在其中的物件，每一个物件都是很仔细的检验过。
Because this place is not for man, this place is for God.
因为这个地方不是为着人，乃是为着神。
Everything must be according to his mind.
这一切都要按着他的心意。
Man has no input.
人没有加进什么。
And later on, Moses put things in order.
然后摩西把这每一样的物件按着他的位置放好。
And after they were put in their proper order,
然后按着这一切的次序放好了。
And Moses anointed each piece with oil.
然后摩西就把每一个物件用油抹上。
Now, brothers and sisters, I'll just conclude with two or one thought.
我愿意最后讲到这样的一件事。
When we first come to the Lord Jesus,
当我们首先来到主耶稣这里，
we come for his life.
我们是为着他的生命而来的。
He gives us life.
他把生命赐给我们。
Thank God for that.
感谢神。
That is the beginning.
这是一个起头。
As we allow the Lord to fit us together,
当我们让主把我们配搭在一起，
we have to come to Him for the anointing.
我们要来到他的面前来蒙他的恩膏。
That is for service in the house of God.
这要在神的家中来服侍。
Every time.We had to remember we came first. We receive life.
我们每一次先接受生命。
But every time we come as the Lord's people, we all need the anointing upon us for our service unto Him.
当每一次我们作为神的子民来到这里，必须受恩膏来为着服事。
Because once the oil is sprinkled, then the function begins.
当撒上油之后，这一个功用就产生。
Because all true ministry must come under the anointing.
因为一切的服事都要经过恩膏的。
All ministry must come from the Spirit.
都要从圣灵而来。
That is true ministry.
这才是真实的服事。
So brothers, we all need that.
弟兄姊妹，我们都需要这个。
So don't just pray for the brother who will share the word on the Lord's Day, that the anointing be upon him.
不要只是为着主日做做出口的弟兄愿意恩膏来膏他。
We need to pray for the brother who translating the same anointing will be upon him.
我们为着翻译的也愿意同样的恩膏来膏他。
Don't forget the sister or brother who will minister in music sitting there. She also needs the anointing.
也不要忘记弟兄或者姊妹在那里弹琴的，他也需要有恩膏。
Everything that's acceptable to God must be an anointed ministry.
一切要神悦纳的都是经过恩膏膏过的服事。
Some of you taking the nursery.
有些在婴儿时服事。
Children's ministry.
儿童聚会服事。
Young people's ministry.
青年人聚会。
Visitation.
那些探访。
We all need to come under the same anointing.
我们都需要在同样的恩膏之下。
If our ministry will be acceptable to Him.
如果我们的服事要叫神喜悦。
Now I have to confess, this is something the Lord is really is give me a new awakening.
我必须承认，在这一点上，神给我有新的这一个提醒。
Because we are not alone, we are together.
我们不是单一的，我们是在合一的。
And so we need the same anointing.
我们需要同样的恩膏。
And make sure that our service is acceptable to Him.
叫我们的服事能够叫神悦纳。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹，
each little piece of that furniture in the tabernacle is important.
在会幕里面，每一 每一样的物件都是很重要的。
It is not more important or less important.
不是有更重要或者不太重要的。
They are all important.
他们都是同样的重要。
As long as the anointing is upon you, it is important.
只要恩膏膏在你身上，你就是重要的。
Even putting chairs, give out the hymn books.
就是在那里排凳子，把诗歌给人。
Don't think it's just doing things.
不要认为只是做一些的事。
We are doing things, but in our spirit, we minister to the Lord.
我们是在做一些的事，在我们的内心的里面，我们是向着神的服侍。
So may the Lord help us.
愿意主帮助我们。
You know, we respond in love.
我们用爱来回应。
We give back to Him what He has given to us.
他所给我们的，我们也回报他。
We listen to His call.
我们听他的呼召。
We come.
我们来。
He will do the transformation.
他要做那一个改变的工作。
He will do the equipping.
他要在那里做装备。
He will also give us the opportunity to serve.
他也给我们服侍的机会。
But when we come, we always come under the anointing.
当我们来，一定要在恩膏的膏之下。
Because without anointing, our service will not be acceptable to Him.
没有恩膏膏过，我们的服侍。就不能得他的悦纳。
So everything must from him.
这一切都要从他而来。
Through him.
来透过他，倚靠他。
And unto him.
然后归于他。
And to whom glory forevermore. Amen.
然后荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。Amen.
Bronster, I'm so thankful just to be here this few days with you.
弟兄姊妹，我非常感谢主在这几天跟弟兄姊妹在一起。
Now don't think.What I share, I have it.
不要认为我所交通的是我所有的。
We are learning together.
我们是一同在这里学习。
We are going on together.
我们是一同回家。
We are moving on together.
我们是一同往前行走。
And thank God.
感谢神。
His gifts, His calling are irrevocable.
他的恩赐与呼召是没有后悔的。
Once we are called.No way out.
我们一次蒙召就不会退后的。
Once we are blessed, we are blessed eternally.
我们一次蒙了恩典，是蒙恩直到永远。
The great works which he has begun.
他已经动了这善功。
He will surely finish it.
他必成全这功。
So in the end, God's tabernacle is with man.
所以最终神的帐幕在人间。
He indeed is our God.
他是我们的神。
And we indeed are his people.
我们是他的子民。
And thank God for that.
感谢神。
Brother, you are God's treasure.
弟兄姊妹，你是神心中的宝贝。
He will not let you go.
他不会让你走。
You may try.
你可以试一试。
You will not succeed.
你不会成功的。
He will succeed.
他会成就。
And changing you.Into his likeness.
他把你改变成他的形象。
And in the end,
最终
it's his glory.
是他的荣耀。
Let's give thanks.
我们感谢他。
Father, we thank you for who you are.
父神，我们感谢你为着你的所事。
We thank you. You are teaching us more of yourself.
我们感谢你，你将你的自己更多的教导我们。
We glory in nothing. We glory in knowing you and understanding you.
我们在那荣耀的里面能够这样的来认识你。
Because you are everything to us.
因为你是我们的一切。
We give you all the praise and all the glory.
我们把一切的赞美荣耀归给你。
Lord, hasten your work in us.
主啊，让你的工在我们的身上来催促我们。
That your heart may quickly, soon be satisfied.
让你的心快快的满足。
And we also will be satisfied.
我们也得以满足。
And to God be all the glory.
将一切的荣耀归给神。
And blessing be upon God's redeem.
你所祝福归于你所买赎的。
We give you all the praise.
我们把一切赞美归给你。
In your loving name we pray.
奉着你那宝贝的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.